Welcome to Two Kinship with Animals, where we believe we all do better when all creatures do better. I'm your host, Janet Roper, and on this podcast, you hear stories, conversations, and suggestions on how you can radically recreate your relationship with animals by freeing yourself from the inherited colonized beliefs and assumptions we've all been socialized into. Thank you for engaging with this podcast by making a financial contribution, listening, subscribing, and sharing. Your financial support and social media engagement contribute to building a world of interconnection between animals and humans. How? It holds and supports me as I create and produce the most honest, authentic, and ethical content I can. Your support makes my work sustainable and is ever so much appreciated. You'll find my social media links and ways to contribute to my work on the show page or visit janetroper.com. And there's a new segment coming to the podcast. It's called Stories from Listeners. There are so many true kinship stories just waiting to be told. And I bet that you have at least one that builds understanding and rapport between you and animals, a story that lives in your heart and is keen to be shared. I'm asking for your stories for this segment. These are mini vignettes showcasing true kinship with animals. They are short, 3 to 5 minutes in length, and can run the gamut of emotions. They can be inspirational, they can be funny, they can be poignant. Does your story qualify? Submit your story and find out. I don't find the current conventional attitude about animals in our society is representative or fair to them or us. To be clear, I'm speaking as an independent white woman identifying as she, they, and currently living on unceded Salish land known by the colonized name of Montana. It's time to disengage from the conventional view of animals as pets or second-class citizens and collaborate to recognize their agency as we act from ours. We've come a long way in our relationship with animals, and we have a long way to go yet. In recreating your relationship with animals, it's important to you recognize and detach from the ineffective and archaic expectations society has about how you, air quotes, should treat animals. Those shoulds are rooted in human dominance and dependent on your acceptance, so those practices can continue. And yet there are folks just like you who are ready to take part in building interconnection between animals and human. You are open to exploring what your human responsibility is, and you believe there is no time like the present to do this. This podcast is a place where you learn about your ever-changing relationship with animals and how you can leave the archaic power over paradigm behind and create a reciprocal culture of kinship. Ready? Here are some ways that you can be more interconnected with animals through true kinship, and they are pretty straightforward to implement in your everyday life. You're listening to the podcast, and that's a great starting place. Here, you're discovering how cultural ideas that value people over animals shape your everyday life with animals. You are learning ways to disengage from that and relate in true kinship with animals. 2, get to know the neighboring animals in your local ecosystem. As mentor and friend Kelly Harrell says, your ecosystem is literally where you stand, where your feet are planted, where you live. Each ecosystem is different. An ecosystem on the East Coast is not the same as the ecosystem where I live in Montana. So it's important you get to know the animal neighbors in the local ecosystem. 3, recognize you are connected with the animals in the ecosystem. You are sharing the land, the air, and your breath. 4, get to really know one of the animals in your neighborhood. Maybe it's one of the animal family members you live with. Maybe it's one of the animal neighbors. For the next 2 weeks, daily at the same time, take 5 or 10 minutes to be with that animal and observe them. Write down or record your observations. And at the end of the 2 weeks, review your observations and see what you notice that you were not aware of before. When you're ready to dive deeper, explore the online Kindred community. Kindred serves as a playground, so to speak, when you are committed to practicing and honing your true kinship skills and ideas while gaining confidence and community support. Kindred is a subscription-based service that I offer with monthly themes presented through community, workshops, written, and audio offerings. You gain a deeper understanding of true kinship and the courage to practice it. With Kindred, you get monthly offerings customized for your level of membership. You learn through written, audio, video, and community conversations. You enjoy the community and company of like-minded folks. Visit the show page or my website at Janet Roper to find out more information and register. Here's an invitation for you to join me and other kindred spirits on this path of true kinship with animals. My work is devoted to helping you show up in the world for animals from the fullness of your authentic self. I hope this encourages you to look at your relationship with animals differently so that a new place of understanding begins to open for you. How about submitting your true kinship story to the new podcast segment, Stories from Listeners? If you have a story you think listeners would like to hear, contact me and find out if it qualifies. And you'll find contact information on my website at janetroper.com or on this show page. If you enjoy and or benefit from this podcast, become a financial supporter. Your financial support makes my work sustainable and allows me to continue providing you with the guests and life-changing information you hear on this podcast. Supporting my work by making a financial contribution or shopping my wish list at janetroper.com shows your appreciation and is greatly welcome. I thank you very much for your continued support and for listening to this podcast. Just for today, remember, we all do better when all creatures do better. Until next time, take good care.